the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 11th day of September. The prepper tip today is to get spare parts for your rifle. We'll talk a little bit more about that in not too distant future. We have patiently in the green room my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. I say again, Freedom Center USA. World-class training with rifles and pistols in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. He will answer a telephone beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, give him a call at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Oh, sir. Where were you the morning of September 11th, 2001, sir?
I was standing in the master bedroom of my home, staring at my TV, watching the ailerons adjust the flight of aircraft flying into the World Trade Center towers.
Roger that.
Now, there's a very interesting story about that. My sister's involved. My sister had adopted 6 kids from Romania. And they adopted 2 at a time. They were a whole sibling group. No orphanage in Romania could take all 6 kids. They found these 6 kids spread across 3 different orphanages. And they brought them back 2 at a time. It's a wonderful story. The kids live healthy, wonderful adult lives now, thanks to my sister and her husband. But her husband nominated her for Mother of the Year. And she was to receive her award the evening of September 11th. And I think you know my sister, Alicia, and her husband, Paul.
I do.
Right?
Yep. I do.
She was to receive her Mother of the Year award from President Bush on the evening of September 11th. So that whole part of the family, her, her husband, her kids, had traveled to Washington, D.C. the night before.
Oh, boy.
So I see the first plane fly into the tower, and I call my brother-in-law, and I say, Paul, where are you? He goes, we're in the restaurant of the hotel, 300 yards from the Pentagon,
oh boy,
having breakfast.
Oh, boy.
We're getting our award. I told you about that. And I said, you need to get my sister and your children and get out of Washington, D.C. He said, why is that? I said, a plane just hit the World Trade Center tower in New York. He said, well, we're in D.C., stupid. I said, I know that. But they guided the plane into the tower. And if they're going to attack New York, there's a high probability they'll attack D.C. as well. Get my sister out of there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, oh, that's ridiculous. We're staying to get the award. And I said, you need to leave before they keep you from leaving. And he's like, we're having breakfast. I'll call you later. So I'm sitting there watching the second plane fly into the second tower, and I call Paul back, right?
Right.
And I'm talking to him on the phone. Why have you not gotten my sister and her kids out? Paul, I'm going to wring your neck if you don't get them out of there now. Right? He says, we're in D.C. There's no threat to us. And at the moment he says there's no threat to us, we hear the explosion at the Pentagon come through his cell phone.
Right, right. Right.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up, right?
I know.
Well, I know. That morning Bush was in Florida reading to a first or second grade school class, and Secret Service walk into the classroom and tell him, we have to go. It's a pressing matter. So he smiles, says goodbye to the class, does his thing, and flies back to Washington, D.C., or wherever the president went that morning. But the fact of the matter is, she never got to have her dinner with the president. She got her award in a box 3 months later. I think they shipped it to her, right?
Right, right. Well, the morning of September 11th, I was preparing to go to the memorial service for my friend, my mentor, my employer, Charles Shaw. And so the first plane hit, I'm still going to go. The second plane hit, I'm still going to go. I left my home in Kirkwood, my wife and my adult daughter, who was 23 at the time, with my three-year-old grandson. And I'm fueling up my vehicle. And I got the radio full blast, and they say, the Pentagon, there's smoke coming from the Pentagon. That was the announcement. Smoke coming from the Pentagon. I topped off the fuel. I decided not to go to the memorial service. I went home, and I told my wife and my adult daughter, by noon, we will have all the money out of the bank. We'll have the vehicles filled up with fuel. We'll have what we need to, and the vehicles to go to our safe haven. And I set up a monitoring station on the kitchen, on the dining room table, that we kept going 24 hours a day until for about a week. And I also told the ladies, I said, one more attack anywhere in the country, we're out of here. We're leaving Kirkwood. We're going to our safe haven in Crawford County. At 5 p.m., I did a walk around the neighborhood. The gas stations were getting the cars lined up to get fuel. People lined up at the supermarket to get food. And it began the change of our country, which continues to stay, didn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it sure did. It brought about the onerous Department of Homeland Security.
The Patriot Act.
Increased federal control. It caused a whole bunch. See, a lot of people don't realize this. You know, we've talked at length about the corruption inside the FBI leadership, right? We've had a number of discussions about that over the years. But a lot of people don't realize the Department of Homeland Security's got 10 times the budget of the FBI. You know, when they talked about Ray Epps on 9/11, being part of the FBI, well, maybe he was working for DHS on that day. Maybe there were a lot of other people working for DHS on that day, trying to incite the crowd. You know, it's not just the FBI that's part of the federal corruption scheme now. We have the whole Department of Homeland Security that are doing suspect things in certain areas. And so, yeah, that 9/11 fundamentally allowed the federal government to do this giant power grab from the states and the people, and very few people questioned it. I did, you did, a number of other people did, but not enough.
Right, right. Well, the Patriot Act had already been drafted. It took probably a year or more to draft the Patriot Act, which I don't believe would have passed congressional scrutiny if not for 9/11/01. And it was signed, it was the House and the Senate voted on it that fall, so October, November time frame, somewhere in there. And the Patriot Act changed everything, didn't it, sir?
Yeah, it really did. It shifted a lot of power away from the states to the federal government. And to my point, almost every single time, and I can think of seven cases, I believe there's seven now that I know of, where the Patriot Act's constitutionality has been challenged at the Supreme Court level. In every single case, the Patriot Act's provisions have been struck down as completely unconstitutional. So, just bad law.
Going back to your brother-in-law, Paul, I believe I stayed in that same hotel. It overlooks the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, right. And it's right next to Arlington Cemetery, a beautiful hotel. There was no follow-up. Did Paul pay heed and load up the family and get the hell out of Dodge after
that explosion? They closed the streets. He couldn't leave.
Oh.
Yeah, they shut down all the streets. They locked the place down. All those people in D.C. were sitting ducks.
Right.
If there had been further attacks, those people would have died because they were not allowed to leave the city.
Well,
they had the road shut down.
Well, that's that was expected. You gave your brother-in-law the warning. He did not pay heed. And luckily, there was no adverse consequences, but there certainly could have been, couldn't there?
I will never forget the explosion, the low-frequency sounds coming through his cell phone, through my cell phone, and all six kids screaming at the same time and saying, "Oh, Daddy, what was that noise? What was that?" You know, because, of course, the ground shook where they were, right?
Right, right.
You know, and their comments about, "What is that? Why is the ground shaking?" And them questioning their father, you know, who totally lacked wisdom in the moment. But, you know, we'll let that go.
Roger that. Well, I've issued warnings before. The guys I served with in Vietnam the entire fall of 1967, I said, "Guys, don't throw away that disgusting fruitcake. Keep it. Get ammo any place you can get it. And because they're going to hit us, they're going to hit us hard at the end of January." A few paid heed, but most did not. Right. So that's kind of denial is a real human response, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I guess, what do they call it? Normalcy bias or something. Who knows? There's a term for that. Right. I may have the wrong term. I'm not sure. But
normalcy bias is what feeds it, right? You're on mute, Sam.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to sneeze. So, anyway, people want to believe that the way things are right now are the way things are going to continue to be, and sometimes that's true, sometimes it's not true. I want to say this. Had some friends get in a serious, serious car accident last night, and a mother and her daughter were run off the road and hit a concrete culvert at almost 50 miles an hour.
Oh.
And we are praying for them, and neither were wearing their seatbelt. And I hate to say this on the radio, but if you're driving down the road right now, put your doggone seatbelt on your body, clip it in, pull it tight, do it right. It just, these fundamental things that destroy people's lives, these simple things like forgetting to put your seatbelt on. You know, it just, and one was operated on most of last evening. The daughter was stitched up. There's broken legs. There's lungs punctured. There's head injuries. There's unconsciousness and comas. You know, all the standard stuff that goes with a serious car accident.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So these airbags will not necessarily save your life.
No.
They may save your life, but the seatbelt is what's going to really prevent the head injury. Not all cars or trucks are equipped with airbags all around the body. I'll give you an example. I was driving my ex-wife's Q50 down the highway coming back from St. Louis on a January day, and it was 55 degrees when I left. It was 20 degrees and sleeting on the way home. There was about 4 inches of ice that had just been plowed off Interstate 44 onto the shoulder of the road. But it was still sleeting, and it was very, very slick. And I'm coming down this long hill at about 45, 50 miles an hour. This semi passes me, and before the trailer clears the front of my car, the semi comes back into my lane.
Oh, boy.
He shoves me onto that 4 to 6 inch pile of ice, and the car comes out, rear end starts to swerve. I counter steer because everything's in slow motion. I'm used to being on the racetrack at 160 doing these things. So I counter steer to correct, and the car corrects. And then the car's computer takes the wheel and makes a correction to the throttle and the steering and causes me to skid to the other side.
Oh, good God.
And so I corrected for that, and the car corrected again. And the car kept correcting, but it was late. So I got in this long fishtail with about 9 cycles, growing larger and larger every time the car corrected, which was half a second late in every case. And I wound up going into the median, hitting one of those crossover areas. The car went into the air and rolled. So I rolled this car. I completely destroyed this car, right? I mean, absolutely trashed the car. And I'm sitting there, nose first, into the median of the interstate with my trunk in the left lane, about 2 feet into the left-hand lane. And these trucks are going by me at 70 miles an hour, right?
Of course.
And I look to my right, and I look to my... Now, this car is damaged on the front, the left side, the right side, the rear corner panel, the right rear corner, the rear. The roof is caved in, right? Because I rolled this thing, right?
Right, right.
I mean, it is like smashed up like somebody squashes a beer can, right?
Right.
And this state trooper rolls up with his lights on, shining at the driver's side door. And he's pulled off on the median with his lights shining on me. And I have to kick the door open to get out, right?
And was the car wheels up or wheels down?
It was wheels down. It rolled over, but it landed back on all four tires.
Okay.
And I kicked the door open to get out, and I step out of the car, and he looks at me like I'm an alien.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Oh, my God, who else is in the car?" I go, "Nobody. I was driving by myself." He goes, "Are you okay?" I go, "Yeah, outside of a broken toe, I'm probably okay." But the interesting thing, the reason I tell this story, John, is because before I kicked the door open, I looked around. The only airbag that deployed in this Q50 was the curtain on the driver's side window, which did me absolutely no good protecting me in this wreck. I was on the driver's side driving the car.
Right.
And nothing on my side deployed. The only thing that saved my life and kept me from breaking my neck and dying on that day was the seatbelt that I wore.
Roger that. Yep. I've had 2 rollover accidents myself in automobiles. One rolled over end over end twice and over sideways once, and the other just rolled over. But I wore seatbelts in both occasions and suffered no injuries of any consequence. So I'm a big supporter of seatbelts, as I know you are.
Yes, sir.
Let's move on from there. You knew our mutual friend Todd Aiken. We were both serving at a wedding. We were the two ushers. This was about 4 or 5 weeks after 9/11/01. Todd was an engineer. He since passed on. He had prostate cancer. But I said, "Todd, kerosene can't melt steel." And he says, "Oh, John, you know." And He, a lot of the congressmen, he was a U.S. congressman at the time, they took these guys to New York City on a bus and to tour the World Trade Center site. And it's kind of funny how really bright, well-educated men, even an engineer like Todd Aiken, couldn't understand the fact that kerosene, which is what jet fuel is, refined kerosene, can't melt steel. I find it rather amazing. We have a break call. We have a break call. Number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. Arthritis, pain, slowing you down, the same thing. Check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. And Sam, there's over 2,000 engineers that have tried to go public with the information that what the government claims on happened at those Twin Towers and Building 7 did not happen the way the government said. And they've had little effect, haven't they, sir?
Yeah, there's a lot of stonewalling that goes on in D.C. With information, and that's one of the things that needs to change. You know, a lot of people, they use modern technology. They use their cell phone. They use social media, maybe Twitter, maybe Facebook, maybe some other form of social media. And I think what Edward Snowden said the other day is 100% true. The companies always claim, well, you signed the agreement to use our service. You check that box saying that you read our terms of service. Well, Snowden objected to that, and so do I. When you get on Facebook, you don't sign on to everything that you say and do being bought and sold, right? When you use your cell phone, you didn't sign on to the federal government listening to every word you say, right?
Right.
You just wanted to call your friend. You wanted to be able to conduct business, right? And the only choice you have is that we need a guy like Elon Musk to come out with secure cell phones and to do things like he did with Twitter and start protecting people's rights to privacy and not doing the censorship thing that the federal government pushes. There is this collusion. The great collusion story of our century is not the collusion the Democrats were crying about a couple years ago. It's the collusion that the federal government colluded with big tech, Facebook, Twitter, all these different social media platforms to censor thousands of doctors, which cost Americans hundreds of thousands of lives.
Roger
these
that.
People should be in jail for murder. They should never be let out of jail. I mean, this is the crime of the last 1,000 years.
Well, I wouldn't limit it to 1,000 years. We have pretty good records going back 5,000 years. There's no precedent for the human death and tragedy that these COVID vaccinations are causing. We have a call here. Sam, you ready for a caller?
Why not?
Okay, we got Lane in Texas. Good morning, Lane.
Hey, John, Sam. I was listening to y'all earlier talking about the morning of 9/11, and I work for I retired now for a pretty large firm, but when the first plane hit, everybody says, oh, you know, this happened. And I said, well, that's interesting. When the second plane hit, I stopped and took a half a day vacation and kind of sprung into action, you might say, moved stuff from point A to point B because I didn't know what was happening, but I was probably one of the few people who actually had enough knowledge of things going on that just don't seem right. Everybody else just sat there with just, you know, with their jaw hanging open. But Mark Twain, and you were talking about people not, you said, John, I think you said a lot of people were not, they didn't catch on what was going on. And you try to tell them anything, they won't listen to you. Mark Twain had a perfect quip. He said, it is easier to swindle a man than to convince a man that he has been swindled. And folks, America really got swindled on 9/11. And there's lots more to it. One more thing. I was trying just a day or two ago, I was trying to look up something on the Internet, and apparently they've had time to scrub anything negative out of there. So you can't look it up, but I was trying to find the story of the, you know, there were 19 of these hijackers, but the next day, mysteriously, I think 11 of them, of the named people, specifically named, turned up alive and well in Saudi Arabia. Can't find any mention of that story anymore. I couldn't. Good cover.
Well, it still exists. You just need to know where to look there, Lane. Yep. Yep. Okay.
What
anything
now?
Else, Lane?
I didn't understand your last comment. It's what?
I said that those the information still exists. You just need to know where to look for it.
Well, I looked in 3 different parameters, but, you know, I didn't want to spend all day thinking. I guess it's there, but
you may need to go to a reference library, a brick-and-mortar reference library where they don't, stuff is not electronic.
Yeah. Well, I will say one more thing on Veterans Today. A guy named Gordon Duff, he's got a whole section telling you what really happened from the dancing Israelis to the mini nukes. I mean, there's so much stuff that he covers. It's worth looking up on Veterans Today Online, Gordon Duff. Anyway, all right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, Lane. You know, top of the hour, we're looking for a firearms tip of the week. That'd be which we don't typically do. Well, Sam, we got a bottom hour break coming up. When we get back from the break, let's hear about the upcoming training, please.
Okay, we'll definitely do that. You know, I'm sitting here scanning the news from this morning. California passes bill requiring parents to affirm kids' gender transitions. Why are we not putting these people in jail? This is child abuse.
We're in a break right now. I didn't hear about it.
Stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets. Attention.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you want to educate yourself about the worst crime in human history, quite frankly, in my opinion, the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots, the COVID panel at my website will give you the education you need, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying the COVID vaccinations are designed and meant to cause harm, to cause death. That's not a side effect. It's what they're intended to do. So that's at thelibertyman.com. Proxert will help you achieve your goals, such as the Liberator rocket heater. It'll be winter before you know it. You want to save money and stay warm. Liberator rocket heater will do that. You burn your choice of burning regular firewood or wood pellets. Even you can safely burn cedar and pine, of all things. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. Arthritis pain got you down, joint pain, back pain, same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training, rifles and pistols, occasionally some world-class first aid training. The website is freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there to teach you how to properly clean your rifle. if you don't have this knowledge, you don't know how to properly clean your rifle. And of course, you want to sign for a class, get in a group purchase of thermal imaging, and have a custom rifle built. Give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, what training coming up? Is there empty slots for us, sir?
Well, hold on one second here. I'll take a quick look. Of course, you can go to freedomtrain.net and look at the schedule yourself. We have September 16th, 17th, Introduction to Precision 1,000-Yard Shooting. There's two slots available in that course. We have September 21st to the 24th, the Basic Tactical Handgun and Rifle course. There's two slots available in that course. Basic Tactical Handgun and Rifle course on September 28th, 29th, 30th, and October 1st. We have four slots available in that course. Enhanced Urban Vehicle class, we have three slots available in that. That's October 6th, 7th, and 8th. Junction Bleed course, the Stop Junction Bleed course on October 12th. We have five slots open there. We have five slots open in the 13th Junction Bleed course. And we have probably, I think, four slots open in the Combat Medic Level 1 course, October 14th and 15th. That course requires you to have several tactical classes and the Junction Bleed class. Then October 20th, we have a precision reloading course, and that starts at 2 p.m. the day before our final 1,000-yard, introduction to 1,000-yard precision shooting course, which is October 21st and 22nd.
Outstanding. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want world-class training at a reasonable price in a beautiful community called Lebanon, Missouri, where about the most you can spend for the best hotel room in town would be, what, $100, $110 or so a night?
Yeah, I think the hotels are very reasonable. It's a beautiful place to train. This time of year is the most beautiful time of all. It's 60 degrees in the evenings, and it's 75 to 80 during the day. It's just absolutely stunning time to be in southern Missouri.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Well, the details are at freedomtrain.net, along with, as I mentioned earlier, the excellent video where Sam teaches you how to properly clean your rifle. If you don't have his training on how to properly clean your rifle, you simply don't know how to do it, do you, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of specific things you need to know to clean a rifle properly, to maintain its accuracy. Your cleaning procedure really matters. And I gotta put this story out there, John. This is unbelievable.
Let's hear it.
This new bill just passed by the California Senate, 30-9, by the way, 30 votes to 9, this bill passed. Under this bill, parents who refuse to participate in the transgenderism of their child will be guilty of failing to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of their child. Therefore, will lose custody to another parent or the state.
Well, I can certainly see unethical moms or dads taking advantage of this to gain advantage in a court proceeding, don't you?
This is child abuse, straight
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely, it is.
And there's no provision for age. There's no provision for how long has the child felt like they wanted to be a different sex. None of this. This is criminal child abuse. There are Republican congressmen and senators in California asking for parents to flee the state with their children. And a lot of people, you know, one of the dirty little secrets about transgenderism is, I think males that transition to female or attempt to, I think 50% of them wind up going back to being male. And see, this is the dirty little secret, is that so many people that participate in this dysphoria, this confusion about their sex, wind up going back to their biological terms. And for a child, this is adults, for for children to be subjected to this is nothing other than straight up abuse. Well, and now they're going to take your child from you if you don't agree with the child. I'm blown away. I cannot believe this is happening in America.
Well, I can see this being expanded where if both parents don't agree with the gender dysphoria, the mental illness, that the state will take the child anyway. Don't you see it going that way? I do.
It could. It certainly could.
Well, it's a logical next step. It's an absolutely logical next step. And of course, it's a mental illness is what it is. And you know, I used to hammer on Muslims about genital mutilation of little girls, which is part of Islam. Now we have doctors graduating from Harvard Medical School doing the exact same thing, don't we?
If you agree with the sterilization of your child, you lose custody. This bill is a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's what it is. This is what Elon Musk wrote. What it actually means is that if you disagree with the other parent about sterilizing your child, you lose custody. This is utter madness. This is what Elon Musk wrote on September 8th of this year.
There's a big bonus for the pharmaceutical industry and the doctors. A child who's gone through this procedure of puberty blockers, what they've done is create a patient for life, haven't they?
Yep. Yep, and the mental health side, too, is just unbelievable. And a Washington, D.C. judge just ruled that the truth about aborted baby remains is not relevant to a case where pro-lifers were objecting to babies being murdered. I mean, I'm telling you, America is turning into, in certain states, not in Missouri, certainly not in Oklahoma, right? Certainly not in other conservative states, but America and California and D.C. is turning in. I mean, this is satanic. This stuff is so evil that it's hard to even for a normal thinking person that's not vaccinated, whose brain still works. It's very difficult to even imagine this level of evil.
It is. Now they're promoting this to children as young as 4 years old, this sexual deviancy, mutilation, and so forth. Children as young as 4 years old. It is absolutely evil. It is wrong in any way you look at it, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, there's other things going on, like universities are going to bring back masks, right?
It's already happening. Right?
I mean, this is happening around the country. I mean, this is insane. Yep, absolutely insane. No matter what they tell you, folks, no matter what you hear in the media, listen to me. Your body needs vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, and vitamin D every day. Okay? Every day. You need sunshine at least 4 days, 5 days a week to be healthy. Okay? Your body needs to produce vitamin D, and most people need to take supplements because of the degradation in food, the depletion of our soils. We're missing minerals. We're missing all kinds of things. Your body cannot produce vitamin C. Let me say that again. Your body has no mechanism. So you go out in the sun, if you're eating a normal, healthy diet, your body will naturally produce vitamin D. Your body has zero ability to produce vitamin C. You have to have vitamin C in your diet or in some sort of supplementary form. And these people that are telling you to mask up, they're taking your oxygen from you. They're telling you to stay inside. They're taking your vitamin D from you. Well, guess what, folks? If you don't have iron and vitamin D in your body can't uptake calcium. Now we got big problems. All of this stuff is orchestrated. If you understand the mechanism, I have doctor friends that are really, really much sharper on this stuff than I am. They're enzyme specialists, and they will tell you these mechanisms. They'll explain it to you, but honest to God, you have to be outside on a regular basis. You have to be eating good food. You should not be masking up, and you should be doing the opposite of what these people are telling you to do.
Well, in my travels around my community, I find everybody is not going to go along with masking up and social distancing and lockdowns. It's, I find, ubiquitous opposition to that, Sam. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. But the bottom line is Americans need to stand up. They need to not comply with this. They need to object and object loudly to this. This is absolutely disgusting what's going on in this country, and it needs to be stopped everywhere, not just in the conservative states. I think when you look at what wearing a mask does to a human being's health, when you wear it constantly, that's all you have to do. Just research that. Research what winds up on that mask, what happens to the human system that needs oxygen, that needs vitamin D, that needs to exhale carbon dioxide. Look at what happens to a human being when they wear a mask long term. And they're doing it to our college age kids, and they're going to try and do it to our high school age kids. I guarantee you the NEA is going to get involved in this. And they're going to try and push to have this done in every public high school. And the answer is, oh, hell no. You're not doing this to our children. That's the answer.
Well, in addition to what you said, which I agree with absolutely, when you're talking about prepubescent children, children 12 years and younger, you're causing permanent non-reversible brain damage from that lack of oxygen going to their brains. And we went through that for a better part of 2 years in 2020, 2021, and they want to do it all over again, don't they, Sam?
Well, the schools and colleges, universities, they're citing the increase in COVID infections by 15.7% from August 20th to August 26th compared to the previous week. They're using the Center for Disease Control statistics. You know what? I want a statistic that shows us how many of these people getting infected with COVID took the shot versus how many didn't.
Right.
That's the stat I want to see.
Right. Absolutely.
Right? Because nobody I know that didn't take the shot has been infected with COVID in the last 6 months. Not a single person. Every person I know who claims to have tested positive for COVID in the last 6 months, they all took the shot, and most of them took a booster.
You know,
it's just the craziness just continues.
It does. It does.
Nobody's even asking the right questions, much less putting the right answers out in public.
Roger that. Well, they need to have the mask wearing, the lockdowns, in order to justify the mail-in ballots once again, don't they?
Yep. That we're, we are. Oh, we're coming up on an election year. It's almost primary season. We need a new plandemic. We need to wear masks. We need to have mail-in ballots again. You know, the whole thing is just disgusting, and I can't believe that people in America are so stupid that they fall for this stuff. You know, I put a meme on Facebook about a week ago that said, this guy saying, we're not complying again with these mandates. And my thought was, you complied the first time? Really? Did you?
Right, right.
You know, because people around me didn't comply with this stuff. I certainly didn't comply with it. I never will comply with it. Send a SWAT team to my door. I dare you. I will not comply with this garbage. These are lies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Sam, here's some good news here. Virginia Governor Youngkin granted an absolute pardon to Scott Smith. Scott Smith is a father who stood up before the school board because his daughter was assaulted sexually in the high school restroom by a young man, a mentally ill young man wearing a dress. Mr. Smith was arrested, charged, prosecuted, and convicted of being a domestic terrorist. Now he's got the governor's pardon. Now he's going after all the people who did him wrong, which was the school board, the sheriff's office, the school resource officer people, the prosecuting attorney. He's going after all of them.
Good.
And I say, good for him.
Yep. Yep. You know, you don't do things. You don't lie under oath, right? You don't falsely accuse people of things. You know, it's just unacceptable. And these people have been using the government systems to persecute their political enemies. And this has to stop. I can't believe a jury would convict a guy of something like it. But you know what happens, John? They manipulate the jury pool now.
Oh, yeah, especially at the federal level, but I'm sure they do it at the state level.
Oh, they do it at the state level as well. But you watch this. This is going to come out at some point. They're going to get caught manipulating the jury pool. There's going to be a whistleblower somewhere that's going to blow the whistle on these clowns and have proof, and everybody's going to figure out what's going on. Let me tell you something. If Donald Trump ever came to trial and he had a jury, I guarantee you, that jury would be filled with liberal Trump haters, even though half the country is probably pro-Trump on some level.
Roger that. We have a break. We're right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
Sam, let's continue where we left off. You're on mute, Sam.
John, where were we at before the break?
Well, we were talking about the state of affairs with governments being out of control and how we need to push back.
I don't know if you saw this coach that was in like a 7-year fight. He was a football coach at Bremerton High. and they fired him because he had the kids pray after the game together.
Really?
Yep. And he has a right to pray. He never forced any of the kids to pray with him, but he always took a knee in prayer after the game, and the school objected to it. Well, the Supreme Court ruled he had every right to do that, and he won. And the Supreme Court ruled that they had to reinstate him as a coach, and he coached one game, and retired after winning this fight.
Well, I did read about that, and one of my the players on my team, he led the team in a prayer before every game, and half a century later, I complimented him on his prayers. And he was shocked that somebody would even remember those prayers that he gave before the beginning of every game. He was an all-conference lineman and went on to graduate from the Air Force Academy and have a career as an Air Force officer. So I say good for the coach. Good for him.
Yeah, I feel sad that he came back. They reinstated him as the court ordered. But, of course, the football staff, the coaching staff didn't want him there, and the school didn't want him there. And it was a very hostile environment. So I guess he just took the win and said, I've had enough. I'm going to leave you people to your ignorance.
Right. Well, you couldn't work under those conditions. There's no way. But if he still wants to work, I'm sure he would find a Christian school somewhere that would love to have him on board as their head coach. That would be great if he chose to do so.
Well, I think, here in Lebanon, just as an example, I think we're a 5A school here in Lebanon, and we have a tremendous football coach here who's a Christian man who is a leader by any measure, and a lot of the parents just love the guy because he not only is a good football coach, but he turns these kids into men. You know, he teaches them moral framework and moral boundaries and discipline and all of these things that great football coaches do. And I think he won his first game 53-0, and the second game was 56-7. I mean, he is just leading this team in a way that few kids get the chance to play for a leader like that. And so good for him and good for all the coaches out there that do that sort of thing, because it makes a huge difference, especially these days. You know, a lot of young men, they grow up in high school and they don't have their dad. They live at their mom's house or they live with an aunt or a grandmother, and they don't have that strong male Christian leader in their life. And what a blessing to be able to play football and to have a coach like we have in Lebanon, Missouri. I mean, and there's coaches like that all over the country. It's right, not right. Just this guy in Seattle or this guy in Lebanon. These great football coaches, they're Christian leaders through and through.
Absolutely. We have a top of the hour break. We'll get the Farm Tip of the Week. We get back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.